Well, I don't know about that, but with us right now is Andrew Davis, a reporter for the Medina Gazette. Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What beats do you cover? What's your expertise here?
I cover Medina cops and Medina City Hall.
How long have you been doing that?
I joined the paper as a full-time reporter in May. Previously, I was a intern in the summer of 2013 and over winter break before I graduated from Ohio University.
Is that what you cover? Is that something you enjoy? Is it something that, you know, you want to branch out from? How do you look at that?
There's always a little bit of excitement going on in Medina. I mean, you always have a little bit of a gold dust and sprinkled over Medina all the time. There's always something going on at City Hall. The administration and city council are always trying to, you know, improve Medina in any way that they possibly can. And
We look at today's Gazette, for example, and right there on the front page, "No Crime Too Small." You are one of the authors, along with David Knox. Tell us a little bit about today's feature story.
Basically, 2 months ago, in response to a shooting in Union Square, the police chief and management from Union Square, as well as Ward 1 City Councilman Brian Hilberg, met and discussed what they could do to prevent crime in the future, and specifically serious crime in Union Square. So they decided to go with their own broken windows theory, which was a theory developed in the 1980s and applied in New York City, where, you know, the police were they were charging people with crimes such as you know, quality of life crimes like littering, and basically saying, you know, if you have a broken window, like we're gonna charge you with a crime because you can't in a effort to prevent crime of larger magnitudes such as drug dealing and violent crime and stuff like that. So they're taking ideas from that theory and applying them to Union Square and putting up these signs where you know, it says, "Notice to visitors, the parking lot and other common areas of this property are for the use of residents and tenants. If you are in the parking lot or other common areas of the property and are not accompanied by a resident, you are trespassing."
Are the residents buying into it? Do they support it?
Well, that is something that I'm going to find out. That's a definite follow to this story. We got the press release around 4 p.m. yesterday, so we were kind of crunched for time, but we are definitely looking into the issue and seeing if the residents are going to buy into this and seeing what their response is.
So this is a case of where they have sort of laws on the books, as it were, and they're more enforcing those, which other ones may or may not at some time think, what's the significance of a litter law or a broken window or something?
Yeah,
like
it's about enforcing all crime. Okay. You know, not letting the small things just go. You know, it's about saying, hey, you tagged that building with some spray paint. We're gonna charge you with vandalism, and maybe that'll prevent larger crimes down in the future.
Right, because everything is a snowball. All starts with some small.
Yeah,
small little
exactly.
Thing too, as well. And also, I guess it kind of also reinforces a police presence.
Yes, yes, a heightened police presence, yes.
Okay. How far, we are on the square at Main Street Cafe here in downtown Medina. How far is Union Square, the apartment complex, from here?
I'd say it's probably less than a mile, maybe a little bit more than a mile. I mean, it's on the west side, northwest side of the square. So, I mean, I don't see it as a problem, a really big problem to the square. I mean, I see it as a problem in Medina, but I see it as something that can be figured out and mm-hmm. will be figured out.
I see too the police chief Patrick Baraducci. Is this the gentleman who formerly worked for the FBI?
I think he worked for the ATF.
ATF.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So he has experience.
Right. We're talking with Andrew Davis from the Medina Gazette. What's the next, or what are some of the previous stories you've had prior to this one, or what are the ones that you think will be coming up in the next days or so for you, or is it a case where you kind of go in and get that?
Kind of go in day by day and see what's going on and try to report the news.
Now, you grew up in Medina, is that correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
How is it now reporting on Medina? What does that seem like, and what kind of insight do you bring to that?
Well, I grew up reading the Gazette, so it was kind of weird walking in there and seeing my name on the front page the day after the first time, and I always wanted to be in the newspaper when I was a little kid, and I was always reading the Gazette, and I would play sports and stuff, and I was okay at sports, and so I'd see like all my friends in the newspaper or just like them on the front page doing something cool or something like that, you know, and I'd be like, I want to be in the paper, and so that was my major reason why I went into journalism, because when my name's there, then I'm in it, you know.
Of course, now I'm thinking you could put people's names in the paper like you wanted to be in the paper, except you're on the police beat, so by putting their name in the paper,
yeah,
not the same thing as throwing a touchdown.
Well, you can take that a step further. Have you had a write about somebody maybe you're tied with or you have a history with that, you know, maybe they're not in the best light here?
There are definitely people that I know that are in the paper for reasons that are not too good, but I don't want to write about them because I know them, but yeah, that has happened.
Well, this is you know, I guess kind of a fun thing for you to do as far as, you know, you go to school for journalism, you were Ohio U, right?
Yeah.
And then I working at the Gazette, kind of working on that. How is it like in the real world of journalism for you these days?
It's the Gazette's a really good paper. We try really hard to put out quality material for our readership, and I feel like there's always something to be said about community journalism like that. Whereas sometimes in larger markets such as Cleveland or just larger cities where circulation would be larger, people tend to forget about the newspaper. And I feel like in Medina there's always somebody reading the newspaper, and there's always going to be a need in communities that are tight-knit like Medina.